Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of Small Business Advocate, and you'll find my website. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. It's all free. I hope you'll take advantage of it. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. New stuff every day. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, George Cassidy, is a songwriter. He's a record producer. He is a writer for a lot of different assignments, a business writer. He's the co-author, along with Richard Courtney, of the new book, Come Together, The Business Wisdom of the Beatles. And I certainly encourage you to buy two. You're going to want to give one away, George. That's a good plan, isn't it?
That is. That's a very good plan.
So tell them how we can...
That's my hearty endorsement.
Right. From my mouth to God's ears, right? Talk to us about how we can find the book and you guys, too.
Well, the book's coming out in late March. It's available. It's going to be available in all the major bookstores, and it's also available on Amazon and IndieBooks and all the usual places you'd look for a book. You can order your pre-order already on Amazon.com.
All right.
So it's going to be out there. It's going to be readily available.
Well, I'm going to want you to come back. We got to talk about this some more because we got a lot more to talk about. But I do want you to talk to us a little bit about the business wisdom of the Beatles. We talked earlier in the segment about how they got started. They were in Liverpool. They were a club band. Brian Epstein, kind of got them going as a manager. They got a break with the early days in London. Then they got their break with I guess it was Ed Sullivan in the U.S. in '64. Mm-hmm. I heard them. I was hearing them on the radio in '63. But talk to us about what do you think is the essence of the business wisdom of the Beatles?
The essence of the business wisdom of the Beatles. Well, we talked a little bit about the primary thing, which is that if you're not working, if you don't have a passion for what you're doing, you're not going to be able to sustain yourself through the inevitable difficulties. And the Beatles did have a lot of difficulties.
Well, give us an example. What would be an example of a failure that they might have had?
One notable failure that they had was right after Sgt. Pepper's. They released an album called Magical Mystery Tour, and it was a decent album, but they had so far to fall after Sgt. Pepper. Mm-hmm. And one of the factors, again, Brian Epstein figures very heavily into this time period in the Beatles' history because, unfortunately, he died at age 32 and left them without a manager. And this is one of the things that...
If I'm not mistaken, he committed suicide, didn't he?
Well, it was a drug overdose, and I think most people agree that it was accidental.
I'm glad to hear that.
He was a very troubled soul.
In those days, back in those days, they were calling it suicide. I'm glad to hear that people think maybe not.
Yeah, I think it's inconclusive. I don't think you could prove it one way or the other.
Okay.
But the thing is, and this is something that any business owner, any small business owner can really take to heart. You know, the Beatles were in their mid-20s. Their manager was 32. None of them expected somebody to die,
right,
to throw a huge monkey wrench into the proceedings because, you know, Epstein, he did not have life insurance. There was no key man insurance in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, one of the lessons that we draw out of this book for people is it's never too early to start planning for those types of things, those contingencies, because if they happen and you have not taken the adequate precautions, it's going to disrupt your business. And in retrospect, I think the Beatles themselves have said at various times that looking back, that Brian Epstein's death was the beginning of the end. You know, and even though they had about three more years to go as a recording band, they felt like, looking back, they felt like the writing was on the wall.
Do you think Epstein, and I'm saying Epstein, you say Epstein, Dick Biondi back in WLS back in 1963 or 4 or 5, whenever I was listening I remember hearing them say it the other way. Doesn't matter.
Right.
It's just interesting how different people say it. What do you think if Epstein had not died, that he would have been able to have kept John Lennon's mouth from overloading their backsides and getting them into trouble, because he did that, folks. And folks, this is another business lesson to me, George, and that is that you know, the law of gravity is alive and well in the marketplace.
Right.
And whatever goes up will come down, and you need to prepare for that. And he tell us what remind the audience what John Lennon said.
Well, are you referring to the famous bigger-than-Jesus remark?
Yes,
John Lennon gave an interview in England to a writer that he was very comfortable with, and he expressed the opinion that he thought that Christianity was shrinking and that the Beatles had, in fact, become more popular than Jesus. And it got published in a small corner of an English periodical, and people forgot about it. Well, much like today, if something turns up on the Drudge Report
right.
and it all of a sudden has a lot of traction, the same sort of thing happened. The remarks got republished in America, and here in America...
That doesn't play well people, in Peoria, does it?
Right, exactly. A lot of people were, you know, took that very seriously, and there were record burnings.
Breaking, I can still see the videos of people breaking the records, and it, as you, that was kind of the beginning of the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was something that I think had a deep effect on that and the trouble that they had in the Philippines, where they were they inadvertently snubbed Ferdinand Marcos and,
right.
and the First Lady.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to mess around with those guys.
Right.
Hey, George, I got to wrap it up, but we got more to talk about. Will you come back?
I will most certainly come back. This has been a pleasure.
Good. I'm glad you've joined us, and glad to know about your book. The book is called Come Together. You can't have it right now, but you can order it wherever books are sold. Is there a website, George, quickly?
BeatlesBusiness.com is our website.
All right, so check it out, folks. And I've got my copy. You need to get yours. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.